Owen Ashworth has been producing his lo-fi tales of youth adult observation and ennui for some time now under the name of Cassiatone for the Painfully Alone. The name that he produces music under has been fairly apt until now, as he's largely banged out his tracks on dated keyboards with a keen eye for capturing everyday life. Etiquette finds him working in largely the same territory lyrically, but with this release he's taken a medium to large size step musically, utilizing a larger variety of instrumentation and a batch of friends on vocals. The album gets started in earnest with New Year's Kiss, and the melancholy track sounds like Arab Strap at their best as Ashworth adds his fumbling, regretting lyrics over a shambling drum beat, some ringing guitars, piano, and even some strings.
Through the back door to a message from sis, asking who was your New Year's Kiss. It all, plus a half a dozen phone calls.
Young Shields follows, and it's even better, pumping along with sort of a Euro electro feel as cold synths blend with a quirky beat and scorch with a blistering guitar texture overlay towards the end.
Got a letter from mom and dad. I swear to God, they don't get me at all.
Cassiatone for the Painfully Alone have never really been into epic numbers, and this release is no different, as most tracks average only 2.5 minutes in length. It actually works in the album's favor, though, as Ashworth gets to toy with lots of different ideas over the course of the short release, and fortunately most of them work. From the title, I Love Creedence sounds like it could have been a tongue-in-cheek nod to the classic rock band, but musically and lyrically, Ashworth takes things in a completely different direction with sad musings on barely scraping by.
We laugh like we were queens and split our ball gowns at the seams. And every single time I dream, it was only you and me. But then she slipped away from me. She met a boy from New Jersey, and they fell fast in love, of course. I swear it felt like a divorce. And this September, I'll be 26 years old. Hell's the only one besides my dad who's ever said I love you, Creedence.
Although Ashworth's weary baritone never manages to get old over the course of the short release, the album does benefit from several vocal contributions, including the disco dance pop of Scattered Pearls, which could fit alongside Postal Service in terms of playful electronic pop, and the lo-fi Holly Hobby, which reminds me of something that could have come from the 69 Love Songs box set by the Magnetic Fields. Having heard previous albums from the group and not really have them sink in, I have to admit that Etiquette has changed my opinion of the group slightly. This is nicely conceived pop music that keeps things concise and interesting, and while it's not tackling any heavy subjects that are going to change the world, there are feelings and emotions on display here that just about everyone has gone through.